Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So my career spanned 17 years working in purely digital agencies. That's right from the beginning of the industry back in 1999. So I worked for 8 years in London at a business called AKQA, which was one of the world's leading digital agencies. And there I learned from the best creatives in the business. And the other 9 I've spent here in South Africa, first at Ogilvy, then at Quirk, and now Accenture Interactive. And in 2009, I had the honor of probably being, well, more or less, one of the first female digital creative directors in South Africa, and probably still one of a handful. It's great to be here to speak to you all today. When I was thinking about this talk, I was reminded of my first day at Art College in Central St. Martin's in London. One of our tutors told us that by the end of the course, we would be able to see colours that other people couldn't see. He was right, of course. That 4 years of training would hone our senses and give us all a sensitivity to light and tone that most people miss. What he wanted us to be was different, to stand out, to be expressive. I wanted to be one of those people that were creative. There's always been a sense of magic around being a designer or a copywriter, and we're all asked, how do you do it? Where do you get ideas from? How do you create something where there was once nothing before? It's probably one of the toughest questions you'll ever be asked, because it's so difficult to define. If it was as easy as, I take the dog for a walk for half an hour, and by the time I come back, I've got an idea for an award-winning campaign, then anyone could do it. Creating something new from a blank piece of paper, Word document or Photoshop file requires a process or approach, or what I think of as 95% hard work, and the other 5% is the magic. That's the bit that makes it your work, a piece of work that nobody else but you could do. Before you add the magic, you need to know what that looks like, and my career has been a process of learning what that is. Magic goes beyond meeting the brief, delighting the client, and exceeding the sales target. Magic is how you make the customer feel, the experience they can get nowhere else. It's that moment when your audience appropriates your strapline into everyday speech, or when you build something that changes customer behavior and your brand name becomes a verb, to WhatsApp, to Uber, to Airbnb. That's what we should aim for when we start every piece of work, when we've got a brief in one hand and a sheet of paper in the other. But when the deadline is tomorrow, it's so easy to lose sight of that. And that's when it's crucial to have a vision. The way I do this is to set my own brief on top of the one the strategy department gives me. Theirs will have the objectives, KPIs, measurements of brand awareness, target audience, possible insights, desired responses, mandatory content, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you really need to absorb. But your personal brief will be much lighter than that. You're looking for a one-liner, something that you can tie everything you write or everything you design back to. Sometimes I keep it in my head, sometimes I share it with the team. If you get it right, it will guide the first creative idea and every other execution that comes after it. A brilliant friend of mine working on a leading estate agent came up with one of the best visions I've ever seen. She simply defined buying a house as falling in love. That's it, right there, a creative vision. Taking the time to define a vision before you get started means you have a solid direction and a reason for every mark you make on the page. This is a huge benefit when you start selling the work to your creative director, and if it gets through her intact, presenting it to the client. When they start asking those tricky questions about photographic styling or the precise use of that word in that paragraph, you have an argument for everything. I've turned around presentations to tough crowds who didn't see the benefit or value of creative work by talking them through the vision I had for their brand. It's your vision that differentiates your client's campaign from their competitors. It's the thing that they can own, push forward inside their organization, and it will make them famous, get that promotion, drive a better car, and keep them coming back to you for more work. So how does making the vision relate to the magic? That tingly feeling that you get when you hear an amazing radio ad, drive past a billboard that makes you just want to stop, or experience an innovative online service for the first time, isn't just because the creative team nailed the brief, found the insight, or tied the solution back to the problem. It's because they used their vision to push the work to the point where it was unlike anyone had seen before. It's a really brave place to be, but you need an even braver client to follow you there. When you're sitting down to create something out of nothing, how do you know that the client is going to love everything that you produce? Well, you're never that certain, but you can do your homework. Firstly, understand your client's customers. Know what they need and want. Secondly, be clear on the budget and stick to it. If the client hasn't indicated that they have more cash lying around just waiting for your campaign idea that requires a desert island and a 36-piece orchestra, then they really will say no. And lastly, build a long-term relationship with your client based on trust. If you know their brand better than they do, the work will sell itself. As with many challenges in life, there will be times when it feels just impossible, that the magnitude of the task at hand combined with the weight of your own and everyone else's expectation has frozen the part of your brain where the ideas live. That's when I apply my bite-sized chunks rule. In my spare time, I'm a long-distance runner, and the one thing running the Comrades 3 times has taught me is that the finish line is a lot closer when you stop trying to run 89 kilometres and start dividing it into manageable portions. So just ignore the 48 templates, 2,000 product pages, and how your work will integrate with the client's legacy systems, and focus on the first task at hand. Write a list of jobs to be done and cross everything off other than what you need to achieve that day. A trait of successful creatives is their ability to focus, that they are always in control, and your ideas will flow when you own the work, not when it owns you. So now you've started. How do you know when the design is finished? When it's time to stop adding embellishments and let the work speak for itself? I think that comes down to experience and confidence. As a junior designer, I rattled off 50 different layouts, expecting my creative director to pick one, because I just couldn't see which was the best. As a junior, you need to get yourself in the best creative team that can nurture and train you to know what good work looks like, so that the next time you are under pressure, you can discount the ideas that aren't worthy of your attention and craft the ones that really are. And that's what being a great creative is all about, the willingness to learn and to try something new. A colleague of mine, on leaving the agency, and as it turned out, the entire industry, said he'd been a digital designer for 5 years and there was nothing else to learn. But I think there's always more to find out. If there's something I know about 17 years working in the creative industry, it's that there's always more to learn about human beings. Not just the ones you're designing for solutions for, but also the ones you work with. Inspiration can come from anywhere, and it's often the crazy young creatives, fresh out of college, that bring you the best insight and creative thinking because no one ever told them they couldn't. As a student in my fine art class, the first thing that we had to do with our bright white canvases was to wash them in a mix of brown paint called a toned ground. This was intended to allow us to judge the colour we applied, as a white background appears too harsh. That might be true, but what I think this process does is give you permission to start, to make your first mark a little less overwhelming and make the vastness of an empty canvas easier to deal with. The sooner you start, the easier it is to create that magic. A wise woman once said, "Don't let perfection become procrastination. Do it now." And so the best thing to do when you are creating something out of nothing is just to begin.
Hellman on CliffCentral.com.